So I think there's room for different jurisprudential philosophies that, by the way, even when they start and approach texts from different ways of thinking about it, sometimes yield the same result. You know, it's not necessarily the case that two justices who, you know, one being a pragmatist and one being an originalist won't end up at the same place. They just might get there a different way. Or even originalists, you know, I mentioned yesterday that, you know, there are many who identify themselves as progressive originalists. So originalists, you know, could start at the same place. And, you know, I suspect that, you know, they would disagree, end up in different places. And I've given examples of that. So I think there's room, and it's good and healthy, for different approaches to the Constitution and to have debates about that.